Once upon a time, there was a very good broadcaster at WGM Radio named Vic Vaughn, and Vic joins us on the air now to catch us up on where he is. Vic, how are you?
Good morning, King John. Your voice, it's very good to hear your voice. And a lot of love and big hugs go out to local radio, because that has been mainly where we get our information from. Everything else has been knocked out, and some services are starting to come back, but it's been a whirlwind over the last few days.
I can imagine how suddenly local AM talk radio, it's funny, the U.S. Congress is working right now on ensuring that AM radio be mandated in automobiles purchased in the United States. And Tesla and Ford weren't crazy about that. They said, you know, it's actually imperative that if cell service goes out, or if other means of communication are blocked out, good old-fashioned AM radio can still cut through. And here we are today hearing you say that local radio has been a lifeblood. Where are you right now, Vic?
I am in Asheville. We're on the east side of Asheville, a little community called Fairview, but it is part of Asheville. It's the east side. And I'm calling you from a area about a mile from where we live that we discovered has 5G service at times. You don't know when you're going to get that sort of connectivity, but we come down here throughout the day, and sometimes it's here and sometimes it's not.
Okay, tell me about the weather. What have you, I know some parts it's okay if you're up high enough, you're not flooded, you're not devastated. How much rain did you get, or just paint a picture for us? What's going on there?
This area, Asheville, broke records, and it wasn't just one day of records breaking, but daily record rainfall shattered the records that they had ever had, and it did it for 3 days in a row. And rivers were, rivers like the French Broad, the Swannanoa, they were way over their they grew in size, just doubled and tripled in size, and even new rivers were created, wiping out homes on the sides of the rivers and in low-lying areas. Folks on mountainsides, they call them mountain communities, have been largely devastated and largely isolated because of, I mean, the forest here is thick and old, and many, many roads, hundreds of roads, still remain impassable. Crews have been out since the rain stopped and the wind stopped with chainsaws. And these are largely just people who live around these roads and have trucks and chainsaws. And they've gone out and done the work themselves, a large part. But also the North Carolina DOT has been out since this happened. And DOT crews from other states, I don't know exactly where, have come here to help as well. But really, as a person who lives on the east side of Asheville, and I only know what's happening right here in my community, we haven't ventured out because we have to conserve our fuel for the vehicle, because we are going to have to evacuate. My wife is sitting here with me, Jeannie, and she has been the best partner and teammate that you could ever have to survive through this. We've been pulling our thoughts and decisions together. She's here with me, and we've decided, you know, with the resources we have left, which is about 6 gallons of drinkable water and about 4, probably 5 max days of shelf stable food. We no longer have, like many people here, no longer have meat that is refrigerated because the power's out, and any ice you had has now melted. So we're down to the last few days of resources, and the situation. Power came on for the first time yesterday for us, John, and I sprinted from where I was when I found out the power was on to my pickup truck and squealed the tires and was the very first one in line at the closest gas station to us. And within a minute, hundreds of vehicles had lined up from both directions. I was able to get a full tank of gas, and that's going to save our lives, I think. because we're going to be able to evacuate. But as you know, many people do not have, that maybe they have a vehicle, but it's empty, or maybe they don't even have a vehicle.
Okay, but so. let me clarify a couple of things. So you could, there's a passable road for you to get out of where you are living, but you're worried that you wouldn't have enough gas to get to a place. So the decision is, do we stay where we are and hope power comes on and civilization gets restored, or do we try and make a break for it with as much gas as we have in our car?
That is exactly the situation that everyone is in, what you just described. And those type of decisions about how to use your fuel and your final resources have become critical. They've become life-sustaining decisions or potentially fatal failures. I'm sure that people have tried to make it out that only had a quarter of a tank or an eighth of a tank and ended up on the side of the road somewhere and hopefully able to call 911. They have been doing air rescues.
How far would you want to get, Vic? Where would be a respite for you?
For Jeannie and I, and luckily we had paper maps.
Gosh.
Yeah, we had paper maps of not only Asheville, but also North Carolina. And some of the North Carolina map has some neighboring states as well. And so we have devised a plan to, we can't go directly where we want to go, which is we've decided we're going back to the Chicago area for now. We have family there who can put us up. But we have to go south first. There's no way for us to go north out of Asheville, so we're going to go south, and we're going to go to Charlotte. Yesterday I spoke with a neighbor who I have become friends with all of my neighbors.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Many of them I didn't even know.
Yeah.
We started meeting locally at a spot, and that's how we shared information in the
Vic, I only have a half a minute left, but so one last thing, and maybe we can connect with you tomorrow, and our best to you. Our hearts and heads are with you, but what about federal, state, and local response? Are you all frustrated?
Yeah, people are frustrated, John, and the local radio stations have been telling us that, but we also feel it in our own communities. People are frustrated with the response. Nobody I know has seen a National Guardsman or a FEMA federal official. Nobody has seen any of that. The only people helping them have been their neighbors. That is it so far. I know from the reports that I listen in on from local radio every day, I know that FEMA, the state of North Carolina, has coordinated with FEMA. The money has been, and the aid has been approved, but they are the officials are saying that they are doing the best they can with the roads that are now passable.
Right.
And so the air support has largely been used to rescue people right now. They're still doing search and rescue and search and recovery operations. So they haven't used those air assets to drop pallets of water or food yet. But
all right, Vic, will you be at your house tomorrow?
We will be. We haven't decided when we're leaving yet,
okay.
John, but we're leaving either today, either tomorrow or the day after. So
we'll end the conversation now. My best to you and your wife. Do what's best for you. If we can connect with you tomorrow or the next day, we will. This is the most bizarre conversation, Vic. We wish you well, and let's stay in touch, okay?
Thank you very much, brother. Have a good one.
Yeah, Vic Vaughn used to work here. He's a friend of ours, and they're just trying to figure out, that's in the United States of America. That's crazy.